Today is Thursday, June 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I took today off work, and I've just been trying to get some stuff accomplished, but it was really like, I don't know. I mean, I did get some stuff accomplished, but it's hard because there's a certain point when you're packing where you get down to like the dregs. It's kind of like the things that are the granules that are left in the bottom of a coffee cup. There are all those things that you're like, oh, I don't know. This is too small to go in this size box, but too big to go in this other size box. And I don't have enough here to fill up an entire box. Now I'm going to have to go to separate rooms. Then how do I label it? So I don't know. It was weird. So I tried to do things that would be most beneficial and you know, most needed. So the first thing I did was I went out into the garage, and we have a lot of shelves in the garage, but I had some stuff that I've been carrying around with me for years, since I was in college. So I had a couple of boxes left. I think I had talked about on the show that at one point a few months ago, I was going through those boxes one at a time and scanning documents and doing things of that nature and throwing the boxes away. I was donating stuff. And I had a couple of boxes left over that were not done. So I went through those, picked out the things I wanted to keep, threw away the rest. And then I just kind of went through the garage and tried to straighten it up and make sure things were in boxes. I'm not even completely done with that because, again, I kind of just did random crap. And I don't know. I mean, I just did random crap that I feel like I took a little bite out of a lot of different areas. So I don't know. Mark probably would have preferred if I actually knocked out one thing at a time and completely knocked it out. Instead, I'm like, oh, I'll do a little bit in the garage. Oh, I'm bored with the garage. It's hot out here. Okay, I'm going to go, you know, anyway. So I don't know. I found some things that needed to be thrown away, some bigger things. Like we had a TV, an old tube TV, like a CRT type TV, that we've had in the garage for 2 years, at least. It might have been in the garage in our other house. I don't even remember. But we didn't want to just throw it in the dump, in the dumpster or something, because those electronic things, that can be dangerous to throw them away like that. And they also have recycling centers where they do stuff like that. Well, the recycling center that we were going to take this to like 2 years ago when we moved here, they're very inconvenient hours. They're open from like 9 to 3, Monday through Friday, which is right during the time that we're at work. They're not open on the weekends. They're not open, you know, after work. So we'd always say, oh, we'll go, we'll set a time and we'll go, and we never did it. So that, and I have an old printer. Since I replaced the old printer with a brand new one, I wanted to just dispose of the old one because I don't have ink for it. I did use it to do some scanning, but it was very difficult. There's no driver updated for it. It's very old. It's like 15 years old or something. So I took that. I put that in the car. I put the TV in the car. I had, maybe that was the only thing. I put those two things in the car. I can't remember now, but anyway. So I had the goal to drop those things off at the recycling place and then go to Cox to get the internet equipment. And because they're supposed to be doing the outside work today. No one has called me, but they're supposed to be doing the outside work today. And then they're supposed to call us to make an appointment to actually do the and they're not coming in. There's going to be some kind of virtual thing where they walk us through like what we need to do to get it up and running. So I wanted to do those two things. So I went, and then I thought, okay, I'll pick up lunch for Mark and I on the way back. So I loaded up his car, and I went to this recycling place. And when I got there, I wasn't really sure where the front door was, like where the place I was supposed to drop everything was, but I knew they were open. Well, at least Google said they were open. So I called them from the parking lot, and I said, hey, I have a couple of things to drop off. Do you accept them? I should have called before I left the house. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm like, I'm in the parking lot. She said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We are not accepting stuff right now because of COVID. We probably won't be accepting stuff for maybe another month. She said, and then we'll go back to normal business. And I said, oh, I guess I should have checked before I drove up here. I'm like, well, we're moving and we're trying to avoid moving this stuff, this heavy TV. It's a heavy TV. And this printer to our new house. We're trying to get rid of it now. And I said, do you know if there's anywhere that is open and actually taking recycled electronics at the moment? And she said, oh, well, the Rogers Recycling Center is outdoor. There's not a building that you go in. They have bins outside. She said, so probably they're actually still accepting stuff. And she told me how to get there. But I Googled it. And so I drove there. And they had, sure enough, it was outdoors. They had all these bins. They were all labeled. It was like plastic one, plastic two, because I don't know if you guys were aware, but plastic stuff has numbers on it. And it's the category of recycling that it is. It had styrofoam. It had paper, newspaper, you know, whatever. But there was nothing for electronics. And I didn't want to go in. They did have an office, but I didn't want to go in. So I called them. And I said, hey, I'm here at this self-drop-off, but I don't see a place for electronics. And this lady at the other place said, you guys probably would take electronics. He said, oh, yeah, we do, but it's in another place. He's like, I'll walk out and I'll just point you in the right direction. So I rolled down my window. He pointed me. And there was a guy over there, and he was in a mask, and it was a chain link. It was like a chain link fenced off area where they had all these piles of various things. So, I mean, they had tree limbs in one area. They had televisions in one area. It was all kinds of junk. And he said, I'm going to need you to put on a mask. And so I put on my mask and he said, can I see your driver's license? So I just kind of held up my driver's license for him to look at. And I said, hey, I just need to drop off a TV and a printer. And he said, oh, yeah, no problem. And he pointed me to where to go. But I had to unload myself. So I unloaded the TV. I unloaded the printer, did all that. And then left. And then I went to Cox and everyone was wearing masks in there, except after I got in, one customer did arrive who was not wearing a mask. And so they asked him, have you had any symptoms recently? But they even had, they had these stickers on the floor that were 6 feet away from the counter. And they asked that you stay, even when you were talking to them, they asked that you stand on that sticker that was 6 feet away, which I thought was really good. They also had plexiglass up and they were wearing masks and it was all very clean. So that was good. And I talked to the lady and she said, yep, got your equipment. And she walked me through everything and handed me the equipment and I left. And then I went and picked up lunch and came home. And that was it. My mom called me while I was in the car and she said, she takes a shot for her back like every 3 months or 6 months. I don't know how often it is, but when she takes it, she's down for a couple of days. And she said, well, sorry, I haven't been able to help you pack for the last couple of days. She did come over before and help pack. She's like, but we want to help. She said, I'd really like to go in and dust mop the floors and clean and wipe down the cabinets before you guys start unpacking. And she said, maybe we can go tomorrow while you're out of town, because I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. I was like, yeah, that's fine. I think they have a garage door opener. I accidentally left it in their car the other day. I'm like, you can just use the garage door opener that, you know, that you've got right now. So then I came back home and I randomly packed shit in the garage and other places. And then I just had a whole bunch of stuff that needed to be thrown away. A lot of big items. And my stepdad has, because he has a handyman business, they have a dumpster that they own or they rent or whatever, however that works. And so I loaded up Mark's car with that, but I also had the internet equipment for the new house and I had a couple of other items. Again, I know everybody's like, oh my God, Adam, why are you moving all your stuff? But I had a couple of other items that we really didn't want to box up. That were just awkwardly shaped and wouldn't really go in a box well. And so I loaded those in as well. And I went to the dumpster, dropped that stuff off, and then I went to the new house and dropped a few things off. Then I came back and so tired. I laid on the couch for a little while, and then I just packed some more random. So basically today's been pack some shit, take a break, pack some shit, take a break. I told Mark, I'm like, I'm not doing P90X for the next 3 days because we still got more packing to do tonight. We've got to bag the mattress, the guest mattress. I mean, when we get up Saturday morning early, we're going to have to bag our mattress to get that ready for the movers. They'll do it, but I mean, I'd just rather have as much ready for them as possible. Also, my dog peed on my bed a long time ago, and there's like a pee stain on it, and it's very embarrassing, but I was never able to get it out, so I would like to cover it up as much as possible so the movers are not judging our mattress. We need to buy a new one. I bought that mattress when I first got to Texas in like 03. That mattress is like 17 years old or something. I really need to buy a new mattress. But what we did maybe a year ago when we redid our bedroom, we bought a really nice mattress pad. So right now it's got a really nice like bamboo mattress pad or whatever. That sounds weird, but the fabric is made out of bamboo. It's weird. So we've got to do those things tonight. I'm like, I'm not going to work out because I'm super tired. And yeah, so tomorrow I have a haircut, my first haircut since March, I don't know, March 2nd or something, like really long time ago. And they told me they're going to check my temperature at the door. I'm supposed to stay in the car. They're going to give me a mask. It's going to be an ordeal, but it's going to be an all day thing because I have to drive to St. Louis. So, all right, for more episodes, go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.